Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Oh,
hiya.
Hi.
Hiya. And hi. Myself, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. How are you? How are you, difficult eyes?
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
A hot minute.
It's been a hot long minute.
I'm swatched, I'm venoused, I've had my Thai takeaway, I'm in a happy place.
We've had Thai, we've had wine. I'm currently having
I'm
wine.
I'm contemplating another tipple. Oh, she says taking a swig.
That's a bit of ASMR for you. It's our first ever full coverage mukbang.
How are you, love?
I'm fine.
Like, we were saying, it's kind of like, we love doing full coverage, but it's just sometimes we miss each other because it's all work, no play these days.
It is. It's all work, no play. All what's cultural appropriation.
It's a tough life. It's a very tough
life. It's a difficult time.
Yeah.
But we want to share this with you.
We do.
We want to be here.
We're here for you guys in our pajamas right now. Two glasses of wine down. There's another one on the way.
It would be rude not to.
And if you're in a position in the day where it's respectable to have that drink,
yeah,
we encourage you to join us.
And also, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always 5 o'clock.
As long as you're not driving. I say crack
or holding
it open.
A baby, carry on.
Well, I mean...
Actually, if you're holding a baby, you've earned that drink even more.
You can pump and dump. Ignore
anything I say right now, to be honest. To be honest with you.
I'm just trying to think, like, maybe we could just sing a song for a minute while people go and get a drink. But you probably don't want that.
Pause us here.
Yeah, pause right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Pause.
And we're back.
So great to have you. So much to talk about on this week's episode.
Too much.
We've got a bunch of new news, obviously. And then for our main feature this week, we're going to share our most recent empties.
And just for anyone who doesn't know, the rule with empties sharing is, would you repurchase it again or not?
Yes.
And in our case, some products have been sent to us. So we would say whether or not we would be happy to part with the cash to repurchase or whether or not it's going to be a miss from
us. Absolutely.
That's how that works.
And then obviously we've got some highlights of the week because that's our jam.
That's what we do.
That's who we are.
That's what we are.
So, yeah. So cracking into new news. It's a weird time of year because...
Yeah.
We have hit that lull where we're waiting now for spring launches.
And all the advent calendars have sold out.
All the advent calendars have sold out.
Which is very sad. I didn't get the NARS one.
I did get the
NARS one. You did, and now I'm really jealous. Green with envy.
I think the Paul and Joe one is still for sale, and I keep my fingers like hovering around it because it's cats and stuff. But then I'm like...
I thought you'd have brought that already.
I was gonna, because it looks gorgeous. It's got putty cats in, and you get like the putty cat lipstick. But then I'm like, I've already got like three of those cat-shaped Paul and Joe lipsticks in my keep drawer that I don't ever use. And I'm like, maybe, just maybe, you don't need
maybe
this
one.
Maybe
you don't need them.
And I have. Actually, this brings us on nicely because one thing that is still in stock is one of my favourite advent calendars every year, which is the Ciate Mini Mani Month.
Oh, is it? Okay, I might treat myself to that then. Maybe I'll get
that. Yes, so I do love that. It's $59 here. I haven't got the UK price because I am the unprofessional beauty junkie. But it'll be around 40 quid, I imagine. I'll check that and we'll put it in the show notes.
I think in England it used to be $39.99 from what I remember in Selfridges. I used to buy it.
And I do love that because how often do you ever finish a full nail
polish? And I do think as well, if you're Christmas shopping for like work friends or like you want small little like Christmas treats or something, you know, nice small little cute gifts. I think they make really nice, just, you know, divide them up and give them out to your friends.
It's such
really
a good deal. And the colors are great, and Ciate polish is such good quality.
Super cute.
And it's got a real pretty iridescent theme this year, so the box itself is iridescent, right? It's like so cute.
Oh my god,
I
can't even.
But there's a lot of the polishes inside have got that sort of iridescent finish too. So there's the straight like glossy, there's your red, there's your green, there's like all your
they've
classics.
Always got your standards covered, but they throw in a little interest.
The theme this year is like a really pretty iridescent, so I like it.
Nice.
I like it.
I love it.
What about you?
Well, I got a very exciting package from Avon.
Ooh,
in the post
calling.
And I've got to say, I'm pretty sure, it's funny, I was thinking the other day, I was like, was it Alme or Avon? I'm pretty sure my mum was an Avon lady for some point,
I believe,
in her early mothering years. And I didn't really have an interest in makeup then, but now I do. I appreciate it so much more. And Avon have done Once Upon a Holiday, which is iconic Avon. They've kind of done gift sets inspired by sort of vintage Avon. Yeah. So we've got some cute little kind of like nod to the 50s, very chic. But for my 90s girls out there, they've even done like a box of 60 mini lipsticks. So remember those teeny tiny ones you used to get? I don't even know who made them, but I remember them being a thing in like when in the 90s.
Yeah, they were really, really, really little and they were always black with a clear plastic top.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, they come in a gorgeous little tin, 61-piece gift set. Can you believe
that's
it?
That's bonkers.
For $25.
Teenage Lindsay, I mean, adult Lindsay's going to get
still going to get it,
but teenage Lindsay would have wet her knickers.
Yes.
I would have died for that.
I mean, it's really cute. And I've got to say, like, you know, what was it? Not Guerlain. No, it was Guerlain. Did the really pretty lipstick launch recently with the pretty cases. Mm. Very expensive. Mm-hmm. Beautiful nonetheless. But if you couldn't get your hands on that, or that was a bit too steep of a price for you to part with, check out the iconic Avon lipsticks, which they've brought out in limited edition packaging for Christmas. Yeah, and there's the leopard print. You've got a tartan. Yeah. You've got like a 1920s kind of art deco design, a dog tooth, a kind of gingham. It's so cute. And it comes in five different shades, all of which are beautiful, more of like a cream formula, very high pigment. And again, it really is like a nod to kind of 50s Avon. So that I really like that.
Gorgeous.
I think it's really fun. It's affordable. And those lipsticks are actually
$6.99.
And they look so much more expensive.
Yeah, they
The boxes even come with really pretty illustrations. So if you're looking for some really nice, not even affordable Christmas gifts, maybe it's just to treat yourself.
Yeah, maybe it's a treat yourself.
Maybe it's treat yourself.
If you missed out on the Marc Jacobs Frosted Leopard or Leopard Frost, collection,
there's a
leopard bullet for you there.
And there's other things as well in the collection, but for me, they're my kind of like top little picks. I feel like the lipsticks are gorgeous, and for $6.99, you can't go wrong.
Such an easy win. Yeah. It's such an easy win.
So check that out.
I can't stop doing this accent because I've been drinking.
Yes, queen! Sorry if you're deaf now. That was my bad. I can't help it. It's what happens when I'm with the Celt.
Oh, I apologise. Except I don't, though. Fresh new news. ColourPop is delivering to the UK, which it did already.
Oh, I didn't know it did already.
But everyone got hit by horrible customs charges because they didn't include VAT in the purchase. Good news, as of right now, this very second, it is inclusive of VAT. So now
well,
you
that's
can
make
shop.
A big difference.
You in the UK can shop ColourPop to your heart's content
that
and your VAT
so
is
happy.
Included. Yeah, me too.
Because if there's one thing I share a lot on my social media, it is ColourPop. And the biggest amount of DMs I get is from my English gals being like, Harry, stop teasing us.
Yeah.
Stop teasing us.
You're a ColourPop tease.
I'm a ColourPop tease. And no longer.
No longer.
It's all good now.
So yeah, let us know if you'd like to know more about what you should and shouldn't be picking up from ColourPop. Because we're both huge fans of the brand.
Huge fans.
Even though they didn't reply to my email asking for more information. But you know what? Like, that's why full coverage. We can't
the
be bought or sold.
No.
We can't be bought or sold. We
if
love
we like
it.
You. We like you.
Until we don't. But anyway, that's really exciting news. And then in a similar vein, but not really. News from Glossier. Two bits of news from Glossier. One, they've got a new New York flagship store.
Yes, very bougie and very large.
Yeah, big, and you're just there to hang out. It's just an experience. Emily Weiss says it's not for shopping, it's for an experience, but also for shopping.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see that. It wasn't open when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, but it'll be open when you're there.
Oh, that's exciting.
So you'll be able to pop along.
Might have to have a little look-see. Yeah. And the Generation G.
This is it. The Generation G has been relaunched, repackaged. It's still $18 because I was a bit worried they'd put the price up. Now, I did get to speak to someone at Glossier, ColourPop. people at Glossier do return our emails. Such a bitch. But yeah,
such
I asked. I was just trying to clarify because I'm like, you've changed the packaging and it says you've reformulated, but like, I love the Generation G lipsticks and I got very anxious because I recently had to throw a couple of mine out because the tube on the packaging had cracked.
It happens to all of mine.
And they were stinky.
Yeah.
So they were gross. And once they're stinky, you've got to let it go.
Yeah. Mine just fall out. Mine just actually fall out.
Yeah, because the packaging
was
dreadful.
They shrink.
Yeah, because they dried out.
Yeah.
So they've repackaged them completely. They're in a much more traditional lipstick package now. I can see there's like a metal holder that's kept the bullet in place.
Yeah.
So they should be a lot more airtight now. And they have also reformulated the product. Now, this I'm a little bit more worried about.
I am, because this is the thing. I was always a lover of the formula. I love the way it looked.
So
it just did fall out eventually and the lids did break easily. So I'm hoping it's for the better.
Yeah, I mean, they're just saying that basically, she says, trying to find said email because they honestly did send me one. Thanks. maths. Yes, they've updated the formula with improved wear, more buildable payoff, which makes me think it could be even less pigment than before.
Maybe you can shear it down as well. Maybe it's kind maybe of you can shear it down, which I'm totally cool
but
with.
But then it says a truer matte finish, and I don't like that because I'm like, I really liked that it was that weird balmy skin
I mean,
finish.
I've seen the press releases with the images, and the images look the same as what they did before. So I'm gonna stay optimistic for this.
Okay, and it says it's a creamier texture, plus you're getting more product than you were before. So
happy days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to be happy about. We're just gonna have to wait till we get them in and let you know. But yeah, as soon as we get them in, we obviously will let you know how we feel. I'm sure we'll feel great because we like them, but I just really want to still like them because I do like them so much.
I have high hopes. I feel like the thing for me that is the big takeaway that makes me really happy is that they've listened to customers,
yes,
and actually making something better. I feel like it's so easy now for, and especially because Glossier are on a roll and doing really well, they didn't have to do this, and for me that's a really good sign of a brand that's listening to their customers, addressing concerns, and ultimately making a good product better.
Boom.
So love that. Next up, I have a lovely little product from Ciarte. Ooh. Another Ciarte shout out.
Smashing it this week, lads.
This is the Glitter Storm palette. Now, this is just fun.
It is fun. Look at it.
It's really fun. This is, how would we describe the lid, Lindsay? It's one of those like glitter.
Yeah, so it's got a sort of, an inner
layer.
It's like
layer.
A snowstorm inside
like a snowstorm,
the lid
that's
almost.
The word
yeah.
I'm thinking
it's
of.
A gorgeous yeah. square metallic pat, shiny silver
it's cute.
Palette. And then, yeah, it's got like a snowstorm finish on the inside. So, you can turn it up and down and the glitter yeah. floats around. Makes me really happy.
It feels like it's inspired by your hair.
Oh my God.
The
like
colour
thanks.
Palette is like perfect with your hair. And I feel
like
this
it.
Is a real Lindsay palette.
Shout out to Trey
yeah,
at Last Tills.
Such a Lindsay palette. I mean, it's
I'm
definitely...
I'm so in love with it.
It's plummy. It's pinky. It's mauve or mauve, which I enjoy saying.
Mauve.
And there's some gorgeous shimmery top coats
oh,
in this.
Oh, beautiful.
But nice big mirror.
Like it doesn't feel too warm. It doesn't
no,
put me off
I'd
at
say
all.
We're like, you know, it's not too cool. It's not too warm. It's definitely more in the neutral vein. I think
it's
this will be.
Baby bear palette.
Yeah. It's gorgeous for holidays. It feels a nice. Satisfying weight.
Oh, it does. I'm
which
surprised.
I like. It feels very luxurious.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Because I do love all the Ciarte eyeshadow palettes that are a little bit smaller because they're
I
more
love
portable.
The Astro Lights.
The Astro Lights.
Astro Lights
and then
is
the
amazing.
Old, the pretty fun and fearless ones they did. I loved those.
Yeah.
The quality is great. The size is fantastic. They pack so much product into a small mm-hmm. package. But this one does feel a little bit more special and Christmassy. And there's a massive mirror in the top, which is gorgeous. Stop
just,
swatching it, Harry. Because I want
it on
to.
My eyes. I'm
just,
put it on
I want
eyes.
It. I want it. I want to spend my money on it. I want to put it on my face. Harry is currently applying a very pretty silvery shade, and it's very beautiful. It's very, very
I
beautiful.
I feel like if you like the Bodyographer... A Bodyographer? No.
Bodyography?
I feel like if you like the Bodyography pressed glitter pigments, these can be right up your street. These are gorgeous.
Son, you're talking my language. Oh, it's so pretty.
I mean, it is the kind of eyeshadow, no joke, you can apply with your fingers
yeah.
to any regular day makeup
yeah.
and you are va-va-vooming it up. You
and
are just like
legit,
adding.
Because she just did that.
I literally just did it with one swipe of my finger and that makes me really excited
for
Christmas.
I want to look at these colours. Let me see these colours.
This is, I feel like maybe we should do a video, a makeup tutorial on my channel
yeah.
on Lindsay with this
these
palette.
These are gorgeous. Yes,
because this is like your colours.
Yes, please.
I
they're
can
so
see
beautiful.
Stars now.
There's like a gorgeous matte espresso brown. There's like a almost a blackish matte brown. There's a gorgeous sort of skin tone color. There's this beautiful, yeah, this mauvey pinky
so
putty type color. Then there's this gorgeous shimmer brown, gorgeous shimmer plummy brown. And then these three bonkers silver shades, sparkly shades, sorry. There's a pink, a champagne, and a silver. And they are
beautiful.
Insanely good.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain. So this is a weird one. La Mer, you know La Mer bring out their like big size tub every so
yes.
often and it's like usually with a charity or something.
Yes.
They've got one out at the minute and it's, I think it was $370 approximately. It was over $300. It's the largest
it's
size
spendy.
Tub. Yeah. And do you know who they've collaborated with on this tub?
I think I did see this and it shocked me too.
Yeah.
Who was it again?
It's Little Miss. As
yes,
little miss,
the little,
and
Mr. little Mr. Yes, Mr. Men. Oh my goodness, I did see it on Instagram and I was confused.com.
Yeah. I got a press release about it and I was just kind of like, oh, I wonder what charity it's promoting. And it's like, nope.
Nope.
Like, oh, so you just, you want me to spend a thick end of $400 on a
Mr.
Men
tub.
with a Little Miss character on it. And it's not even like Little Miss Sunshine. It's the new one. It's Little Miss Miracle. Yeah, I was like, I'm not having this. What's this nonsense? Where's Mr. Bump?
Like, or Mr. Grumpy would have been Mr. ironic. Grumpy. Like, you know, you're not grumpy because you've got good skin.
But like, I'm like, this seems like a really interesting mix. I just can't get my head around it. I'm like, I love Hello Kitty. I will buy anything with Hello Kitty on it. I probably, I mean, I was saying,
I'm sorry, I'm so distracted by my glittery eyelids.
No, I know, because eyes are so pretty.
I keep staring myself in the mirror like,
and I'm just banging on about
you're so pretty.
Okay,
I'm back in the game.
I did buy the Hello Kitty Peter Thomas Roth collaboration.
Which is fair enough.
But I do like that product. I like all those products. I bought the rose mask and the face wash, and I like those, so it made sense. And also it kind of made sense because it was the rose range and Hello Kitty is kind of like, you know, I was like, okay, get it. But I just don't get it. I don't get it. Are there a lot of like La Mer fans that love Little Miss?
Mr. Men.
Yeah, Mr. Men. I want to dig out. I've got a Little Miss. Is it Little Miss Friendly or Little Miss Sunshine? I can't remember. I've got a little gold necklace from when they were like had a minute in the 90s and me and my friends all
everyone had the t-shirt. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have like a Care Bear onesie, but I don't
like,
need...
We've all got a Care Bear onesie.
I'm not going to buy a Care Bear tub of La Mer.
Although now I'm like...
Wouldn't you? Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
I would. But I just wouldn't buy a Little Miss. It's just that's the weird brand disconnection for me.
Yeah. Let's know your
thoughts. I could even understand it with if it was Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
More so than it being a weird Little Miss that they made up for the event. But you know what I mean?
Let us know what you think. Yeah. So let us know. Boat. There's no judgment here.
Yeah. And then I've just got a couple more bits just to let everyone know if you're in the UK and you're all about the... Drunk Elephant shenanigans, because they're back in the UK. They're not back in the UK. They're in the UK. Everyone's dead excited. I know everyone's dead into it. But apparently not everyone was into it as they thought they were going to be, because they've had to reduce all their UK prices to match the US prices, because people in the UK were getting shafted. They have announced that they're reducing the prices to be in line globally, and that anyone who's bought it before now will get a refund.
Oh, that's nice. So that's good.
It is, but then at the same time, I do feel a little bit like they're trying to get themselves a bit on a pat on the back when it's like, well, why were you shafting people?
Well,
in the first
better
place?
To make something better, Lindsay, than to leave it as it is.
But here's the thing for people doing this in future, maybe
just don't do it in the first place.
Fair enough.
That's the advice we can part with. We can leave that piece of advice, but knowing that, you know, if you make something better, good on you.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to give this head up on, we got an email today to let us know that Jouer, if you're a fan, and we've talked about Jouer quite a lot lately, and I love their Christmas ranges, their Christmas stuff is so sparkly and pretty and I love it. But they are doing some deals online for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which is going to be upon us very soon. Yeah. So I was just thinking, if you are planning any of your Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, makeup shopping, and you were thinking about buying some Jouer, I would hold off for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Black Friday, they're doing 15% off 30, 20% off 50, 30% off 100. And then on Cyber Monday, if you can hold your water, it's just 30% off site-wide. So really just wait for Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to sell out of stuff. I don't know. But check it out. Because if you're going to spend like $100, you can get the 30% off anyway on Black Friday. But yeah, if you just go to jouercosmetics.com, all those deals and all the details will be up there on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But I'm like, are you a shopper? Are you a sales shopper for Black Friday, Cyber Monday?
I know you're a shopper. I'm a shopper. I fit into that bracket. I've just brought 5 coats, 4 of which I'm returning because I just could not make up my mind.
Bigger man than me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of those things that I try and, where possible, I try and use those kind of massive discounts as like replenishing. Like what you said before, it's like, what do I actually need that I like to have backups of? Yeah. I use it for that. I feel like it becomes more that than anything else, because I am one of those tragic people that always finds things I like when they're not in the sale.
I know, no,
so
me
that,
too.
That's my general. I'm just one of those people. Yeah, that's the problem. Like, if I feel like there's even a chance of a sale and I go, they're all excited, I won't see anything I like.
Yeah,
that's
no,
my problem.
I know. It's a problem. I'd had so many things in my basket during the Sephora 20% off.
Yeah.
And then was like, you know what? Be a grown up. You don't need any of those things. And then like the second the sale was over, it's like, but I want
all of them. Yeah, that's exactly. And I'm the same with clothes. I'm the same with shoes. Yeah. Anything that's not on sale, I generally want it.
Quick question, because this is related to the Sephora sale, because it's something I didn't buy. And now I'm like, I can't decide if I'm regretting it or not. Have you had any strong feelings about the new Huda palette? The nude palette?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God.
I'm so behind the times.
She's been away, lads. I've been away.
I've been away, so I do feel a bit out the loop.
She's been very busy.
I've come into some nice press releases and feel
it's like that's brought me up to speed. It's the new nude. Here it is. It's very pink.
Okay, am I looking now?
Very pink.
On first looks, I'm going to say it's a pass from me.
It's very pink and sparkly.
It's really nice, but I feel like I've got other things similar. So yes. I'm sure it will be divine.
Yeah.
And for me, I actually really love the Huda shadow formula. So yeah. I definitely think quality wise, I'm all over it. I'm into it. It's really, really nice. Like I love her little mini, not the quads, the ones that come with like 9 mini shadows.
The Obsessions, yes.
Obsessions, I think are great. Most of the Huda palettes I have, I feel they're consistent in shadow quality. So I wouldn't hesitate if you've got a gap for this.
$65.
If it's something you feel like they're colours you'll use and you like, I think you can't go wrong with it. I just personally won't be getting it because I feel like I have other things that
fair
are similar.
I was curious.
Yeah.
That is all.
I am normally a nude lover. It's fair.
So it does it very pinky nudes and lots of sparkles. And I feel like I got so many of my sparkle kicks met by the Sultry palette, the Anastasia Sultry.
There you go.
That this, it would have been overkill.
Well, I think the Ciate palette, even this Glitter Storm one, for me, that's giving me the pinky feels that I need.
Oh, well, it's so bad.
I just like tipping it upside down so all the glitter moves around.
No, it's very like a Royston Vasey Precious thing.
And it's a really nice size square. It's like the same size as a Polaroid.
Palette for local people.
Which I enjoy. Yeah,
it's like a coaster. Could be mistaken for a coaster.
It could be. A very pretty West Elm coaster. On that note.
More wine.
More wine. Should we take it to our main feature?
I think we should.
So today, like we said earlier, guys, we just wanted to chat to you and share with you our current empties. Now, I'm the first to admit, I do throw my empties away. And then whenever I actually want to do a video with them or talk about them, I'm like, ugh. So I've got my list though, but Lindsay has got her empties here ready for us to see. And it's funny, we've got a few equal ones.
We have, which is always interesting.
Yeah.
I love when that
happens. I like seeing if your take is the same take as mine. Yeah. Because we've got quite different skin types as well.
Yes,
so
I'm very dehydrated and it's been acting up a lot lately.
Yeah.
So I was ill when I was traveling. I was in New York and Toronto. Shout out if you came to see me. Hi, thank you. It was lovely. And I came back and I had a cold and I was so ill and I was just run down and my face just stopped. And I've also started using my prescription retinol again because I'm not traveling as much and the sun's gone in a little bit for a minute. So I was like, oh, we should get back onto that. And also after talking to Brian Underwood for the last episode, he was like, get that retinol on your face. I'm like, your face is amazing. I will, I promise. But yeah, my face has been peeling like a mother. So it's been needing a lot of care lately, which is why I think a lot of my empties are soothing, skincare. Moisturizing skincare. Yeah. Yes. So to start, I guess I would start with, I have this Elemis Peptide 4 Night Recovery Cream to Oil Serum, which looks like it's not empty, but you can't get any more out of it. And that is driving me insane. So that's my first problem with it.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy because there's clearly like a decent bit left in there that just won't come out of the pump, but you can't get it out. So I take issue with that. But the product itself, I actually really like it. My skin really likes it. It just like numbs it up. I've never tried this one before. We were given this when we went to the Elemis event.
Yeah, I'm halfway through mine, so I've not finished it yet, and I do like it.
I do like it. It's not something I would have reached for if I hadn't been given it.
No, same here.
But I am going to reorder it because I think while my skin's been very dry and upset, it feels like very soothing because it's peptide, so that's great. I'm getting delivery of ingredients that my skin needs, but it's not really doing anything super active.
Yes,
so I like to put that on top. If I do my retinol, I'll use this on top of it.
I love that it's lightweight as well. I feel like a lot of my friends who have more oilier skins, I've kind of really recommended to them as a kind of opposition to an oil, you know, being like, you don't want to go down the oil route, try this because it is more of like a cream to oil,
definitely,
and it's definitely
creamy.
Lighter.
And I'll chuck a cream over the top if I need it, but for the most part I can get away with just this. Plus I think if you're someone that likes to add things to your serum, like the Paula's Choice boosters or the Zellens boosters, I love Zellens power boosters. It adds things, add to it very easily because it's not an oil, it is a cream. But it's not a heavy cream, so it does like take stuff
in. Yes, it's got that lightness.
Yeah, and I do really, I don't love the smell.
I love the smell. It's so funny.
I don't love the smell, it's weird.
But then, is it you that doesn't like roses and I love the smell of rose? Yeah, see, I think we've got very opposite.
Yeah, because I'm not a big
perfume preferences.
Especially. But I'm not crazy about the smell, but I do love it on my skin.
Fair dues. My first one is, I believe this is my third one. Wow. So this is a third empty, which I think pretty much explains that, yes, I will buy it again, because I clearly have. It is Glossier Milky Jelly Cleanser.
Oh,
now, while, again, it's not an active, it's not doing anything special per se, I think what I like about this is, the first thing is a very simple requirement. It doesn't sting my eyes. Now, I am someone that my eyes are very, very sensitive to a lot of cleansers.
Oh, they're difficult.
And they are difficult. We all know this, and I accept it. And with difficult eyes becomes difficult responsibilities.
Great.
I feel like, you know, I can use this as like a first step of removing makeup, but I love it in the morning as well. I do feel like it's just a nice, it just cleans my face well. It's one of those things that I feel like it's a good basic. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that when I first tried it, I was like, yeah, it's good. Don't really get the hype. And then I think it's when I've gone to other cleansers and either found them kind of like strip my skin a little bit too much. I would say between this and the Oskia Renaissance Cleansing Gel, they are like my two.
Like,
yeah,
them.
I love those. But for me, now I live in America, the Glossier is like a little bit easier to get hold of. And I find it lasts quite well. You know, I do use two pumps at a time. I use muslin cloth just kind of clean my face off. And I love that it doesn't sting my eyes. It's so gentle. So
it's another one. I don't like the smell.
See, I don't think it has a scent. I feel like it's as close to as unscented as you can get.
Well, I don't like that, apparently. I don't know. I've tried it a couple of times, and it's just like I've ended up giving it away both times that I've had it.
Yeah,
it just doesn't do it for me. Plus, I don't think it's as nurturing as I would like on my skin.
Yeah. See, I think I never think of my cleanser as the thing that I'm looking for the nourishment from. So I get that some people do like a really like sort of moisturizing cleanser, whereas I'm happy to have that too, but then sometimes I find that's when it starts being fragrance
this
and stinging my
so,
eyes.
I'm so into my balm cleanser. I mean, I only use a balm in an evening.
You're
but
committed.
I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to then use something that's like quite gel-like or like doesn't feel like it's on my skin.
Well, the other thing I do as well actually with my Milky Jelly Cleanser is, especially if I've been like running outside and I come back and like, I don't like when your skin gets those little like sweat bumps where the kind of follicles get build up. So what I will do, I also have the is it the microfoliant from Dermalogica, and sometimes I add that into my Milky Jelly Cleanser to like give it like a bit of a boost of like exfoliant. And again, those two for me, between those two, that kind of covers my cleansing needs generally for day to day.
That's a good one. That's
what you got, Kelk?
Well, that's gonna lead me on nicely to my one of my favorites, which is my third empty.
There we go.
Of this one, if I can't remember if it's my second or my third, I think it's my second, but I've got another one because I have one in my travel bag and that's nearly empty too, because I know I've definitely on I'm at my third because I bought four and I've only got one left. But this is the Skinesque enzyme washing powder. I've talked about this already.
You love this.
I love it so much. It's so rare.
They should
that
be
I am
sponsoring
that
you, really.
I know.
Really,
they did.
Let's
they
be honest
did.
Now.
I'm saying, like, I did buy some of it because I got really overexcited, and then they did contact me and be like, well, why didn't you just ask us? We would have sent you some.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's
well, that's really nice of you, but I liked it so much that
I needed it
already
now.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I didn't want to be a dick, and I really needed it right now because I had to take it with me when I traveled to London this summer. I'm obsessed with it. It's so easy to travel with. The packaging is so great and convenient and simple, and the product is just good. I use it as my
Ticks
second cleanser. I use my Elemis balm, which I actually ran, I emptied one of those recently, and now I'm into the rose version, and I'm having some issues there because I don't like the rose, but I do love the product.
Give it to me.
You're not having it. It's amazing. but and then I use this as a second cleanser, and I love that you can, because it's a powder, and then you sort of wet your hand and rub your hands together.
Yeah.
You don't drop water into it. That's how to f*** it up, people.
Oh,
yeah, so the trick is you pour it into your hand and then wet your hand,
and
the other hand.
Then
pour it into one hand, wet the other hand, and then rub the hands together.
Like a paste.
Yes, and it creates...
Like Ross on Friends with the leather trousers.
Yes, the lotion has created a paste.
Okay.
So what you want to get to... And then you can sort of choose your texture from there, which I really appreciate. So you
That's
can
nice.
Either keep it more granular or add a little bit more and make it very, very smooth and creamy. And I just love it so
nice.
Much. And it's my bestest. It's my bestest. So yes, I already have one open and on the go. So 100% for backing that up.
Okay, so the next one is going to come as no surprise. I don't even know how many repurchases this is, but my other empty is the Kiko Super Color Liner 102.
I'm going to ban you from talking
bronze.
About this.
I'm sorry, but I feel like, you know, I'm using a Sephora one at the minute and I like it, but the difference with the Sephora one is I have to put an eyeshadow underneath to make the color come out really strong and to give it something to grip to. One thing I will say I've noticed with my Kiko ones, every like out of every five I buy, there's always one that's like slightly not as good as the others.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting. Like some, but then I think as well, sometimes you just have to properly shake it up.
Yeah.
Because I do think even with like those gel liner pens and the gel liners in the tube, they do kind of like settle a bit. So give it a good shake and that usually sorts it out. But the 102 bronze, for me, it's the shade is like the perfect shade of shimmery chocolate brown. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably the product I get the most compliments on. Like whenever I wear it, someone will stop me and be like, oh my God, your eyeliner's brown and it's shimmery and it's chocolatey. Like, where did you get that from? I think it cost me like no more than $10. And it's just a fail safe. And I find it lasts really, really well. Yeah. Just as good, if not better, than my Tom Ford liners. And, you know, I love a good bargain.
Have you seen the new Tom Ford eye quads?
No, I've seen them on Instagram, but I've not seen them in the flesh yet.
I have my fingers in a couple of them, and it was a rough walk away.
Oof.
They're so beautiful.
Well, Christmas is around the corner.
They're like $90.
Well, maybe if you're really, really good.
I haven't been $90 good for eyeshadow. I already know that. But what I have been good enough for is, nice segue, a £10 mascara.
Oh.
I've just come to the conclusion. You know when it's like you don't want to admit a mascara is dead?
But you can't push it anymore.
L'Oreal Lash Paradise, and it's the British version, so it's the Paradise Ecstatique. Which it doesn't say on the American one, which is kind of weird, but it's the waterproof. And I bought this I was in London in like July, so it's lasted me a few months. Like, they do say mascara is supposed to only last 3 months, and we all know we go longer.
Yeah.
But these L'Oreal, the Lash Paradises, do dry out.
Yeah.
But I'm not that mad because they do say you're supposed to change it after three months anyway. And it's cheap and it's really, really, really good. Thankfully, my brother is coming to visit and he did not appreciate being sent into Boots for more.
Oh.
But suck it up, Bobby. That's literally your job. You are my brother. You will bring me mascara. I just love this. I love the regular. And so I was so happy when the waterproof turned out to be good too.
Yeah.
I was so relieved because you never know. You never know.
It is so good. I love that one.
Yeah. And I love the tube. I love the British tube. The waterproof is this gorgeous, like metallic bluey green with a rose gold lid. And the regular is that gorgeous baby pink. It's just so weird that the packaging is different.
Yeah.
And yet they're both supposed to kind of probably look like the Too Faced better than sex.
Yes, I feel like there is that nod towards
and it's
that.
Weird because the UK, the waterproof, the barrel of the waterproof is the same color as the barrel of the waterproof Too Faced. But in America,
I hadn't noticed that. Interesting.
The regular barrel looks more like the regular barrel of Too Faced Better Than Sex than the UK one does.
Right.
But their waterproof one is a different color. It's so weird. It's like they thought they could keep Two-Faced guessing by ripping them off in different ways in different countries. But I will say I actually prefer this, the Two-Faced Better Than Sex mascara, which I've never gotten along with.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I'm at.
My next one is on the pricey side, Lindsay.
Is it? It is.
So it is the Creme de la Mer, the Lifting Contour Serum.
Ooh.
Now, this is a whopper. This is going to set you back 345 big ones.
Dollars made me choke on
the
wine.
Big ones, and some of their serums have bigger sizes, so we're talking even more moolah.
Oh yeah.
Now, full disclosure, I was sent this, and of the Creme de la Mer products, I do use some in my kit. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I like the original cream on my more mature clients. Mm-hmm.
Get yourself some of that Little Miss.
I like that, and I do like the softening lotion.
Yes.
Really, really like those. However, I was sent the lifting contour serum. Now, in my head, I was like, right, let's see what $345 does to my face. Because I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
I expect it like I'm 12 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm looking for when I spend that. If I wake up
looking a day over seven, I'm furious.
So, what can I say? Now, I have nothing bad to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there are serums that are around the $50 mark that will do very similar.
Oh.
So that's what I'm going to say is that the other products I use in my kit by Creme de la Mer, I rate. I think they're brilliant.
Yeah.
I would repurchase if I had to. Just consider myself very, very lucky to be gifted those.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was gifted this, I was like, okay, this is the serum. This is going to have the active. This is going to be the magic.
Yeah.
And I was just a bit underwhelmed. I was just like, my skin looked great. It didn't do anything bad to my skin.
Yeah.
But there was no big, oh my God, my skin looks great.
Yeah.
Like,
how
I didn't
were you
have.
Using it?
I used it up. So I used it from start to finish consecutive every night. And, you know, the texture felt like a regular serum. It wasn't overly oily. It pretty much absorbed into the skin.
Yeah.
It was very hydrating. You know, it kind of tightened that little bit, but just not in a way that any other serum has not done before. Like, yeah. It didn't blow my mind. And for $345, I need you to blow my mind. Yeah.
Do you think it would be better on more mature skins with it being lifting firming?
I mean, perhaps. I mean, again, I think with skincare, you know, an obvious disclaimer here on behalf of both me and Lindsay is that everyone's different.
Yeah.
You may try something we hate and love it.
Yeah.
You may hate something we love. You know, yeah. That goes without saying. All I'm saying is my experience of this is there are other things I would spend my money on from La Mer. And the products I would spend my money on, I love.
Yes.
This was just one that I was like, I didn't see enough of.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yourself me, looking like a seven-year-old.
Serums are where I spend my money. If I'm buying something out of my own pocket, serums are where I spend the money because I expect results.
Yeah, like if I'm going to spend money on a serum, because I think you can get really great products that aren't super expensive, but where I have spent money that
serums,
made my bank manager uncomfortable. For example, like Zellin's serums, I love.
Yeah.
And I have bought them.
Same with my business daughter. It's like,
And like Zellin's actually relaunching back into the States. So I'm very excited because I do love their, I can't remember what it is. It's the creamy, the milky serum. It's incredible. Mm. And it was like $300 and I bought it without really realizing. And then was like, but my face looked amazing.
So
I get what you mean. It's just hard when you're not seeing that result.
I want to be able to eat 10 cheeseburgers, 4 strawberry McDonald's milkshakes and go all out on a full-on bender and still look like what's her name, Emily Ratajkowski, the next day. That's what I expect from $345.
I've also got some unfortunate information for you about aging. I'm afraid that's not gonna happen.
No,
that's not gonna
I know that
thing.
Deep down, but in my head, for $345, I'd like even 20% of that to happen.
Yeah, you want to at least like wake up looking vaguely fresh.
Yes,
that's frustrating.
Yeah,
but I have some good La Mer news, which again has nothing to do with Little Miss. And these are both products. One I was given, one I bought, and I have rebought both of them with my money. Granted, I bought them with the 20% off at Sephora the first time around.
Of course you would.
This time I was very good and didn't buy anything.
It was just smart shopping, Lindsay.
It was just smart shopping, right?
Right.
One is, and we talked about this on the podcast before. We talked about it and I said I was having a real like moral dilemma as to whether or not I could justifiably buy it again. And it's the La Mer Longwear Soft Fluid Foundation. And I used it up. I used it all the way up. You will not get, even though there's stuff like stuck to the inside of the bottle,
you will not get it out.
Half a pump out of this. It is so used up. And I lived without it for a couple of weeks. And I felt it. I felt the lack of it. And that's when I knew that. And I was like, but it was so much money because I think it was $120. I think it's £90.
Yeah.
It's so much money for a foundation. And you can easily find other foundations out there that are just as good. If it's not in your budget, if it is in your budget, I cannot recommend it enough. Yeah. I absolutely love it. My face loves it. It's so easy.
Yeah.
You can do it with fingers, you can do a brush, you can do a beauty blender, you can build coverage, you can be very sheer.
Yeah.
It just has the most beautiful, luminous finish to it. And I bought it and it came and I had that minute where I was like, oh, you spent all that money on foundation.
Yeah.
And then I got it on my face and I was so happy.
But I think foundation is where you should, if you find a foundation that you love. For me, as a makeup artist, I will always say to clients, you know, yes, you can get great affordable foundations and they do exist and there's many to choose from. But sometimes you just find a luxury foundation where you're like, I will repeat
purchase
that.
This one just does more for my skin than any other foundation in my collection. And I have a lot of foundations that I love. I love Luminous Silk. I love the NARS Naturally Radiant. I love Wet n Wild. I have another one that's a real bargain that I love that we're going to talk about. It just ticks every box instead of most of the boxes. It lasts. It looks good all day.
And how long would you say
a
bottle's lasted you?
Best part of a year.
Okay.
And
so
I don't use it every year.
I don't
use it.
Cost per wear.
But yes.
Cost per wear.
And I used it up. How often?
Yeah. Do you use a whole foundation
up? Use it
up.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you, Lindsay. If it was between that or Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk, which
would
you choose?
It would be this. I'll pick this.
Okay. Well, there you go. I think that's money well spent then.
Yeah. It's the first time in like, what, 15 years that I've been using Luminous Silk that I've been, oh no, not 15, but like 12 years, that this, I would, if I had to choose one or the other, there would be no choice. I would pick this in a heartbeat. I love it. And then the other item that I have, which is my all-time favorite La Mer product. And I, yeah, like you say, we're lucky. We get sent stuff. And over the years, I've been blogging and doing beauty stuff since 2007. So it's been a minute now. And back in the day, before everyone jumped on the blogging bandwagon, you bastards, and it was just me and a couple of other people, I used to get sent so much stuff. And La Mer used to be very free and easy with what they sent out, which always seemed bonkers to me. But I used to get sent a lot of stuff. So I've tried a lot of their products. Yeah. And so I've had a relationship with La Mer for a long time. I've got sent a lot of things. My favorite product of all time actually doesn't exist anymore, and I don't think they make it at all. It was a shower gel, and I remember them sending it to me, and I was like, I can't in good faith and good conscience use a fucking La Mer shower gel.
Yeah.
And not only, it was a body scrub, sorry, it was a shower scrub, but it had diamond dust in it.
Of course it did.
So like,
from
when
the
you,
moon.
Yeah, when you showered, like you would get out the shower and you look like Edward Cullen because your skin would be like so subtly sparkly.
And as you
opened
the shower door, did a noise sound effect go, ah.
Yeah, you were an angel vampire. No, it was just your whole body would have this very subtle sparkle and it was gorgeous, but it was like 50 quid for a shower gel or something. Yeah. Probably more than that.
Even when I buy Aesop, oh my God, though, I feel a bit like...
Oh, it's gross.
Oof. I mean, let's be honest. We're only buying it to fill the bottle up.
Totally. 100%.
It's the beauty equivalent of an avocado in middle class people. It's like...
I made avocado toast yesterday and it was like my avocado was perfect ripeness.
Did you Instagram it though?
No, I didn't. And then I dropped one piece on the floor and the cat got in it and I was like, well,
I kind of feel like, you know, one of the in-betweeners when they say, boss, wankers. I feel like we should all start going, you avocado wankers.
It was so perfectly ripe that I nearly texted you a photo of it because I didn't know who else to tell, because they're always either a little bit under or a little or like totally over.
Yeah,
and it was perfect. And I
could feel your excitement for that.
And then I spilled it and then Bellwell ate it, but whatever. I got one piece. My other favorite product, this is what has just run out from La Mer. I've got literally like one usage left and I can just see. This is so fantastic.
Yeah, this is the thing that I think that most people rave about.
It's so amazing. It's the La Mer Renewal Oil.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's like stupid good. I don't know how it's so good. It smells amazing. It feels amazing. It does the thing you were talking about. I put it on my skin and the next day I wake up looking like 12 year old as I live and breathe. It just does everything I need it to do. If in a pinch, I can use it on the ends of my hair if I have to. I can mix it into makeup. I've used it as a highlighter.
Yeah.
I've done everything with it and I love it so much. This is, I think, my third bottle and I have already got my one on the go.
Yeah.
I've been on it since it came out. I remember I did get sent it when it launched and then I rebought it and then I got another bottle at an event and then I've rebought it. So I had a backup waiting because I knew I couldn't not have it.
Yeah.
This is something that is always on my bedside table. It's always in my travel bag. I take it on the plane with me.
Yeah.
Because the smell of it makes me happy too. It's just very comforting.
Yeah, that's a big part of like luxury skincare.
Yeah. And it's one of their most affordable items in the range, which is so bonkers. It's not crazy, crazy expensive and you get a decent amount. It's the one thing that I will always recommend to people because I think with the lotions, there's so many different versions.
Yes, and it definitely suits a certain skin type.
Yeah, I can use the lotion or I can use the gel cream, but I can't use the regular cream.
Yeah.
It's so like stressful to pick the right one when it's so much money.
Yeah, that's it. You want it with the oil is much more of a safe bet. I agree.
I know Ree loves it too. Whenever I see Ree from Really Ree, we always say how incredible it is. But I just love it so much.
Love it.
Love it. Loves it.
My next one, it is another skincare one. And I've picked this out of my pro kit because I've got a mix really of like pro kit and personal items. And one thing that I use on myself and in my pro kit, and I've got to be honest, I only really discovered this, Lindsay, like sort of past 2 years, is the Bobbi Brown Vitamin Face Base. Ooh. Now, I feel like at first glance, it feels like a regular moisturizer. It's got quite a thick emollient feel to it. No SPF. So again, I use this a lot for red carpet. I use it a lot under makeup. And it's a face base. You know, I'd say it's like a hybrid of like a moisturizer and a primer. It just makes your makeup look dead good.
Yeah.
It's as simple as. And I just love the texture. I feel like you can get... A little bit goes a long way. You know, you can really kind of like mold the product. It gives that nice like elastic look to the skin. It makes it look very dewy. I feel like for the Bobbi Brown price point, yeah. Again, it gives the effect of like a really high-end
yes,
skin
it makes what you
well.
Put on top of it look very amazing. Expensive. Yeah.
So again, this is a nice one if you're kind of very loyal to your drugstore foundations yeah. and you want to amp your skin up a bit, really recommend that underneath makeup. And for me, that is one that despite it feeling quite an emollient texture, I even find it's great on more oilier skin types. Yeah. And that's just me in my kit. I mean, I like my skin to be verging on more dewy anyway, yeah. so I will always play that up to my advantage, but I just think it does eventually sink into the skin yeah. the way a
no,
lot of
I love
more...
that one too, and yeah. I didn't think I would. I resisted it for a very long time because it just felt too heavy and yes. thick, and like it would be gloopy on my face, but my face just yeah. yums it up.
You have to try it to believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's yeah. so good. If it's in yeah, if you're looking to get something for Christmas, or you want to treat yourself, or like get something to make your holiday makeup look that little bit more
fancy
yeah. and feel a little bit more comfortable. Especially, I feel like over Christmas when you're wearing so much makeup because you're yeah. going to so many events and you're getting beaten by the elements.
Definitely.
And you're taking all that makeup off every night and putting it back on all yeah. the time. Like, I do think something like that just really helps definitely. Give you a little bit of a cushion. It's like giving your skin a hug. A little hug. I like
hug
it.
Hug in a jar.
I've got one more and I'm in love with this, and it's bonkers how good it is because it cost $8.
Oh, I still can't get my hands on it. Every time I go there, I can't find my shade because it's sold out.
A foundation that cost $120 and a foundation that cost $8. And that, my friends, the definition of high-low.
Yeah.
That's why we're here for you. Yeah. This is the Wet n Wild Mega Cushion Foundation. Cruelty-free. It's got a bunny on it.
I know. Wet n Wild
I wear
are killing it.
Light ivory.
So
it's light neutral and I love it.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It is dewy, it is pretty, it is real skin. It evens out redness without caking up your skin. You can build yeah. it where you need to build it. It doesn't last forever and ever, but it's $8, so I can take it with me and top it up
yeah,
if I need
it's
to.
Easy for like on-the-go touch-ups.
Yeah, I use my Real Techniques or my Zoeva flat headed buffing yes. brush to apply it. I don't use a little sponge inside because don't do that.
Yeah.
but there's a bunch of different shades. It's so affordable. Wet n Wild's in the UK now, so you can buy Wet n Wild in the UK.
So, I know, I heard it's in
so
Boots.
Exciting.
Is that right?
I believe
Boots.
It's Boots.
Yeah, I think it's in Boots.
And online, and it's in Ulta. I bought this in the drugstore, but
yeah,
you can
get
it from
it
Ulta as well. It's just amazing, and I love it so much. And
so,
never
so
forget
good.
With your cushion foundations, when you think
turn
it's dried
it around.
Out, turn the cushion over and yeah. you'll get like another few weeks out of it.
Well, I pointed out to Lindsay as well, I like with the Wet n Wild ones that they actually, if you look at the bottom of the pad, when you get towards like end of hitting pan, you yeah. can actually see that there's no product left, yeah. which I think is very clever.
Which I didn't even know and yeah. called you a liar and an idiot, and I was,
and like,
I was
no.
wrong.
Like, it's all right, it happens.
I had wine and that's why we love each other.
We have an understanding relationship. So my next one is quite a golden oldie actually, and it was something that I actually hit pan on from doing my capsule makeup challenge. If you don't know what I'm talking about, head to my channel, cheeky plug, it's allowed, it's okay because I'm part of the podcast and it's all legit. But go check out Harry Makes Up YouTube. I did a capsule makeup challenge where I used 10 products and created 10 looks using those same products, and one of them was the Clarins Instant Light Balm. So not the lip effect of the one in the tube, it's the one that's like the lip balm equivalent, and I believe they have the same shades in the balms as they do okay. in the squeezy tube. And it was the shade Rosewood, I believe, or 06. Ooh. Sometimes they have the number, sometimes yeah. they have the name. And it's just a really, really lovely, makes your lips look plump, makes them look juicy. Ooh. It gives them that little bit of like a sort of tan, brownie, nudie kind yeah. of autumnal shade that's just mm-hmm. great on dark skins, great on lighter skins. It's a very, very universally flattering shade. And I got to the point where I could get no more out. So yeah,
it was
that was dead.
It was dead and done.
I think it's beautiful. I mean, for me, I think after using the balm, I love the balm using it for the capsule series, but I think what I learned from that was I prefer the lip perfector. Yeah. So I will get it again, but I will get it in the lip perfector version, yeah. which is like the squeezier tube, because I prefer the way that looks.
Fair dues. I've got one more. I said I was done, but I've got one more because I could just do it all day. And we're not even going to bang on about it because we banged and wanged on about it all.
Is it the same one I've got as well?
Yeah.
As, yeah.
So, I mean, my bottle's just destroyed as well.
My
like,
sticker
gross.
Gets so gross because yeah. we're like, I have my oily hands on it.
I take it with me all the time and everywhere yeah. I go. And it is Vintner's Daughter, Active Botanical Serum. You've heard us wang
legit,
on about
guys.
It. You don't
we
need
talk
to
about, no, you've anymore. Heard us talk about it so much, but it yeah. is the bomb.
That's the second one I finished. Yeah. And it's like, that's, I never.
I'm on my second one, but I think I've got like a quarter of the bottle left.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done, though. I'm like, shake,
she dunks
shake,
herself
shake,
in
shake,
it. She's
I know.
Like, dunk me again.
Because when I went to New York, because I did carry on, so I was really limited as to what I could take. And I took that with me as my carry on. And because I was
take
sick.
Glass bottles on carry on then?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's okay. Just as long as it's small enough. Or else they didn't care. So if you can't, like, if they tried to take it off me, it would have been out of my cold, dead hands.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But yeah, it was really limited to what I could take. And I knew the weather was going to be so bad in New York and in Toronto. So I wanted to LARP that on. And it really, really made a big difference.
So good when you travel.
Loved it.
Love it. Well, I guess that's that.
That's that. That's it for our empties. So we want to know about your empties.
What
so
have you guys used up?
What have you guys been using? Come over to the Facebook group. You know all about it. If you don't, facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. First post on that page. It's a pinned post. There's so many P's. Pinned post on the page that will take you to Full Coverage Beauty Banter. Say click to join and then we will approve your membership. Just to keep out the riffraff, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So it's a nice safe space for all of us to share our beauty do's, don'ts, loves, hates, all the rest of it. So yeah, we should start an empty thread when we put this up.
That's a really good idea. Let us know what you'll be buying again and what you weren't so impressed with.
And if there's anything we've liked or not liked today that you have another opinion on, if your skin type is different to ours, we'd love to hear about that too. We've also got the Full Coverage Swap and Sell group now.
We are all out.
I know, because we're all about taking sharing the world. Love.
We're the next Starbucks, really, aren't we?
We're basically Starbucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, imagine. The red cups are out, though, so I'd be happy to be Starbucks.
I've had one already.
Yeah, me too. I had the toasted caramel mocha or something.
Everything's effing pumpkin.
I don't like pumpkin
right now.
But I think it was toasted caramel white mocha or something. It was obscene and it was amazing.
Fire. I saw Witch's Brew there the other day. That was like some purple creation.
My friend had one, he liked it, but it just tasted like sugar to me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't for me.
It's a pass from me.
But yeah, just pop on Facebook or find us on Twitter @FullCoverage Pod, Instagram @FullCoverage Pod, and we'll be there. So come chat empties with us.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Highlight of the week. It got sexy at the end.
Oh, it got a little bit sexy. It's because it's nearly Christmas.
We've had wines.
I can't help myself. I'm so excited for Christmas.
I'm so excited.
And I'm so excited.
Jeff's away until January.
I'm so excited. Jeff's away.
There was a comma in there. So excited, comma. Jeff's away until January. And he was like, don't bother getting a tree because like I'm not there. And I'm going to him down south for Christmas. So like actual Christmas. He was like, well, it's a waste of money and a waste of time getting a tree. And I'm like,
it's never a waste.
Shut your whore mouth, Jeffrey, and take it back. Because I will not have that filth in this house. What if the cats had heard him?
Well, that's like, he's going to get coal for Christmas if he's not careful.
Yeah, it's all he's getting anyway. I've not bought him shit.
This will be my first Christmas tree in 3 years.
Oh my God, it's the greatest thing.
I may cry. I may do a small Christmas tree cry when I get it.
Cry for that tree. It wants your tears. It will live for longer.
Times.
The cats get so excited.
I've seen them go like nuts around the tree. Like, yeah, when we try and record, it's a nightmare.
Loads of trees and they're just like, no, it's just like the most exciting thing that's ever happened to us. And I'm like, but you've seen them before and they're like, shh.
Love it.
Don't ruin it for
us. Love it.
But anyway, highlight of the week is not Christmas, even though it could be.
It will
be Christmas.
It will be. It's come December. That's all it's going to be.
I'm so excited.
What you got, Lindsay?
I have got a palette to celebrate, I mean, not really to celebrate because I'd already picked it, but since UK, Colourpop is coming to the UK with VAT inclusive, one of my favourite products at the moment, and I've been travelling with this ever since I got it, but all summer and then this autumn as well, it's the Fame palette, which is how many shades are in it? Like a million, yeah. Or roughly 16. But the 16 shades, powder shadows, it's neutrals, but it's cool tone neutrals, and there's never enough cool tone neutral shadow palettes for me because I like them. And I'm just obsessed with it to the point where I got really weirdly like stressed out about it the other night when I'd had a drink and was like, oh my God, is it still on sale? Because if it's not still on sale, like what will I do when it runs out? Because it's my favorite and I use it all the time. So I went online, drunk shopped a new one. And then like when I actually got it out to use it the next day, it was like, you've barely put a dent in it and you've been using it for like 6 months. So it lasts long. The pigment quality is amazing. Whenever I post a picture on Instagram and people say, your eye makeup looks amazing, what is it? It's always this. Yeah. And I just think like, I've got the Bronze Seduction, Pat McGrath, yeah. I've got like Jeffree Star, Blood Sugar. I've got all these expensive, fancy, rare palettes that were like, oh my God, I can't get it. And this, which was like $8, $12. Yeah. It was less than 20.
Yeah.
It was so cheap. And it's always this. Whenever people say, and all through my tour in the UK this summer, this is what I wore.
I feel like it's so portable. It's so many shadows for like such a good size palette without it being like a ridiculous size. And they perform like high-end ones.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Can't beat them.
And I've got the Fame, which is the cool tones, but there is also a warm
tone.
I have it, Fortune. You've got that, right?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
I'm just trying to see exactly how much it is because I know they also do... you can buy both. It's a dual pack.
You can like get a discount when you buy
Fame
both.
And Fortune. It's 22. I lied. It's not $8. It's $22. I was so excited. This is how drunk I was when I bought it. I'm dreading it coming. But you can get both for $42, which is an incredible bargain.
Yeah, for how many shadows you get.
Oh my God, that's insane. It's like all of the shadows that you could ever need.
Yeah, so good.
And it's so pretty. And I just think they're both so gorgeous. But the Fame, if you're looking for a cool tone neutrals palette, you cannot go wrong with this. I use it all the time. It's so light, it's so portable, and it's pretty.
Yeah, it's cute.
So, hard recommend.
Love it. I've got an interesting one because it's not actually... Mm. Well, it's kind of a product, and it's kind of what I've done with the product. My, ladies and gentlemen, is... So, ladies and gentlemen, after a little quick Google, because I didn't know what it was called.
Utterly professional here this evening.
Utterly professional. Mine is... backstory first, I don't know how I've got back into biting my nails. Disgusting habit. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't done it for years and years and years. I did it as a child and then like was really proud of myself and not doing it. And then I think it's just been like a sort of stress thing a little bit. Kind of like I started doing it without realizing and I started pulling at my nails. So one of my wonderful nail artist friends who I'm lucky enough to get to work with on the reg, who's an absolute babe, shout out Chelsea King, aka Chelsea Queen on Instagram.
Lols.
Check her out, you won't be disappointed. I just sort of had a chat with her and I was like, okay, I need something that's a distraction, but also I think I'd missed my hands looking nice.
Yeah.
I think I'd really got to that point where I was like, I have boy hands, my hands never look nice. And I was explaining to her, I've always dreamt of having like that sort of oval nail shape, but not too long. And I would love a way for it to actually look like it was my nails and be feasible. Yeah. It was my nails. Thusly bringing me to... Orally, is that how we say
it? Orally.
Orally. Orally. It's the builder in a bottle, it's called. Mm-hmm. And this is quite literally, it's quite a new thing on the market, I believe. I think it's only been out for a couple of months, she was telling me. And I think, you know, definitely it's one to Google and see exactly on YouTube how it works, because you kind of put like a paper cone under your nail and you literally build like a gel extension onto your nail. It feels like a real nail. It feels... strong in that it won't break, but it also feels thin in that it in no way looks like an acrylic. It really does give like a realistic looking nail.
It looks incredible. It looks real.
Yeah, and you can grow your own nails underneath it to the point that they could be the same shape if you want, kind of with it giving the support. And I kind of really got back in wanting to do nail art again as well. And really, I've had such a rejuvenated love for nails in general since having them again. And this product in particular for me, it's really like... exceeded my expectations. That's the one. It's exceeded my expectations. I feel like I have what I keep calling lady fingers, which makes me think a trifle. I keep walking around being like, lady fingers.
That's your new name.
And I like doing this on the table.
Oh, again, more ASMR. That's,
yeah, a bit
episode.
Of ASMR, yeah. Love yeah. that. And so I wanted to mention it because it is quite new. So if you are someone that gets your nails done professionally, it's called Orly Builder in a Bottle.
Okay.
So I would definitely check out with your kind of local manicurist. Yeah. It might be something that not everyone's doing yet. I think it's still quite new. But if you want a nail extension, and obviously because it's gel as well, it kind of really protects the nails. It's just going to give them strength, and you just have infills the same way you would do normal acrylic. Cool. So I have been blown away with the results. It looks really believable. I think it's just a phenomenal, it's great the way
it kind of
even the way nail things are progressing now. I feel like when I look at it from the side on, it looks as thin as if I had my real nails. There's no like lift. There's no, it doesn't look like acrylic at all. And it was exactly what I wanted. So I wanted to give that a shout out because I think a lot of people will be really impressed by this. Yeah. It's just finding someone that knows the technique and is using it. So that's my highlight of the week, Lindsay.
And we don't have a joint highlight this week unless it's just wine.
It's wine. It's wine. It's wine. Let's be honest.
Because we've not really seen each other in 18
years.
and the only thing we've agreed on is wine.
And we are a long distance relationship right now, which breaks my heart.
It's just very difficult for us, you guys.
The struggle is real.
We're powering through.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Even when we are together, like, everyone wants a piece of difficult us.
I just want to put our Care Bear onesies on and skip longingly into the woods with a glass of Venus.
Oh, we will. We will. I want
We will. We're going to do a palm. We keep saying we're going to do a Palm Springs trip and just lock ourselves away for 2 days and non-stop
pod. Well,
you know
who's coming to visit us in December?
I do.
Spoiler alert for the pod.
Spoiler.
We're only getting a pod fan visitor.
Oh!
We're only getting a fly-in visit from Miss Emma Gunnar-Wardner of the Emma
Gunn
Show.
Well, we're going to have to do a Christmas special, aren't
we? We're going to have to do a Christmas
special.
We're
rude not to.
I do 17 Christmas specials with like 18 bottles of wine. Got to get her a Care Bear ones, haven't we?
We have. We'll have to have a picture for the gram with us all in Care Bear onesies with inexplicable amounts of alcohol.
It's going to be magical.
And there will be no, the hashtag will only read sorry, not sorry. Yeah. That's all it will say.
That's all it will say. I'm actually now so excited. But yeah, I think that's got to happen. That will be good. That will be
We're
good for
excited
all of us.
For that.
We
and
are
you guys
excited.
Should get a Care Bear onesie. Maybe we should link Lindsay to the Care Bear onesie because I feel like maybe in our next giveaway, we should get, maybe for Christmas, we'll do a Care Bear onesie giveaway with a full coverage mug.
Perfect. Who wouldn't want a full coverage mug full of booze?
This is where magic happens.
This is where madness is
with
taken
with your Mr. Men creme de la mer.
Oh man, I'm not buying that for anyone ever.
Oh dear.
Strangely enough, they haven't sent me one.
No.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Yes.
Right, you can hold us to that, guys.
Anyway, I'm crying.
I've
got to get home. It has been emotional. Yeah. It has been emotional. It's been a lot. It's been real.
It's been real.
Real recognises real in this room.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Someone said that to me recently and I was like, oh, I like that. I'm having it.
Real
recognizes real. And I was that
sounds very LA.
Yeah. It was actually in New York.
And can we hashtag avocado workers? I really want that to become a thing.
Hashtag avocado workers. So if you know any avocado workers, do hashtag avocado workers.
You have to shout
at
them when you see them avocado in a cafe. Go, you avocado
workers. Hashtag them and tag us so we can see them. I'm now going to go
home. We may get sued for that though.
I'm going to beat
I think that's
out
abuse.
Every cursed swear word in this book.
There's going to be there was a lot of cursing.
There was
quite
a lot of dropping.
If you have children in
bombs.
The car, I'm sorry. Just you can tell them to say avocado twit.
Yeah, avocado twit. I mean, honestly.
Or avocado fool.
There's worse things going to happen.
There's worse things, yeah.
So, I mean, if you've had to explain to a seven-year-old what an avocado is, then it's for everyone's benefit, I think.
Yeah. And I'm gonna put it out there, I do eat avocados.
I was one yesterday when I dropped it on the floor and then the cat had some. So the cat's an avocado wanker too.
It's all gone crazy.
It's all gone crazy.
We need to stop.
I apologize, we're gonna stop. Please come and check us out on Facebook, full coverage podcast, the Beauty Banter group. So facebook.com/ Full Coverage Podcast, pinned post to the top of the page, Full Coverage Beauty Banter. Come and join us. It's a good old gang. We're over 2,500 of us now. It's loads
and
of us.
And can we say how many downloads we've had? Because I'm quite excited by
I
that.
I think we can. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're over 500,000 downloads, guys.
Over 500,000 downloads.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's enough of that because we're not paying for the rights.
But thank you, guys. Let's take the opportunity to say thank you for being awesome. If my budget would allow, I'd buy you all Care Bear onesies.
I would.
Alas.
I would, but I can't.
Yeah.
But if anyone wants to come round and have a go of mine, if you let me know ahead of time. Well, I'm I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I don't imagine many people would. Many
you say
people.
That, Lindsay. There's some freezes out there.
Let's have a Kerbo onesie cut party when EG's in town. Oh,
we need to wrap this up.
We're going to wrap this
we're
up.
We're going to wrap this
we're
up.
We're very excited about our 500,000. So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Everyone, you guys are amazing. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Everyone who's left us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, and those lovely 5-star reviews keep racking up, and they mean so much to us. They really, really help us push the podcast further. We're still working on the extra content for you.
Yes.
That will be coming very soon. We've got tons of good interviews coming up. It's just all very exciting in full coverage
land.
It's all
exciting. And yeah, like Lindsay said, thank you so much, guys, for all your support and all your DMs and lovely messages and shout out to the Facebook group. You guys are awesome. We couldn't do this without you. So thank you for being a part of it.
Fact. You're our joint highlight of
you're
the week.
You're our joint highlight.
You're our giant highlight. No, you are.
No, you
no,
are.
No, you are.
Time to go.
Time to go. Bye, guys. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.